You might think that a journalist moderating a debate would see their role as including enforcing basic rules about things like time, and given that the point of the thing is for viewers to learn candidates' answers to certain questions, requiring candidates to actually respond to the questions posed. Susan Page doesn't see it that way. Facing criticism after moderating the Harris-Pence vice presidential debate October 7th, Page, the USA Today Washington bureau chief, said it's true she didn't do much by way of following up on evasive responses, but that was by design. Quote, "The refusal to answer a question, I thought, could be telling. Maybe not as telling as if they had actually answered it, but that was not without some value." Close quote. Page isn't the only Beltway reporter with this less-is-more philosophy when it comes to interrogating the powerful, and this isn't her first argument for it. Back in 2004, Page and New York Times reporter Elizabeth Buehmiller told an increasingly bemused crowd at Northwestern's journalism school how they would contort the English language to avoid characterizing a politician as telling untruths, even if they were, because that would leave them open to charges of bias. Pushed to explain why she wrote what she described as, quote, "some completely upside-down statement that was basically saying he wasn't telling the truth," close quote, about George W. Bush, Buehmiller said, quote, "you can't just say the president is lying," close quote. After what a transcript describes as murmuring and laughter from the audience, Susan Page pipes in, quote, "I think it's much more powerful to say, however, the president's statement did not reflect the record," close quote. Euphemizing lies, letting questions go unanswered. Perhaps one day Page will pull the ultimate savvy move and not show up at all. Now we hear that the insistence that it be held remotely for safety's sake, or the possibility that he might have to follow some rudimentary rules about human interaction, has led Donald Trump to pull out of the next scheduled presidential debate. To which corporate media respond, "Hey, if you don't like those norms, we got others." NBC will now host a town hall event with Trump on his own. And it's scheduled to air at the same time as a previously scheduled ABC event with Joe Biden. This is the same press corps that preaches to us constantly about news silos and echo chambers and how we all need to reach across the aisle and listen to differing views. But come down to it, ratings are ratings. We're told that there was some dismay in both networks' newsrooms at the decision and the disservice it represents to the electorate. Maybe why and how such a decision was made, despite their dismay, would be a topic for those reporters to stick with all the time. And finally, the October 6th New York Times had a shattering story on how U.S. attorneys on the Mexican border were upset by the 2018 Trump order to prosecute all undocumented immigrants, even if it meant separating children from their parents. But then Attorney General Jeff Sessions reportedly told them, quote, "we need to take away children," close quote. And Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein told them it didn't matter how young the children were. He was mad they'd turned down two cases simply because the children were barely more than infants. The Times story, based on an upcoming Inspector General report, shows that Sessions and others were lying when they said they never intentionally sought family separations. They did it on purpose, fully aware of warnings that such separations could have devastating psychological impact, with some experts concluding that it constituted torture. Is that important? Well, evidently not very. Media Matters reports that in the wake of that Times story, CNN and MSNBC had some coverage, but for ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, there was nothing to see here. Neither, Media Matters notes, were Donald Trump or Mike Pence asked about these policies during recent debates. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group Fair.